Today, I'm joined by Niall from FPL Era. Thank you so much for coming on iRadio's Hits and Sport podcast.
Hey Leona, how are you? First off, thanks a million for having me. How are you? How's all?
Great. Thank you so much for coming on. I think we have a lot to digest in the sporting world because soccer, especially, there's loads coming up between this week and next weekend. It's a bit mad.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's been a long season. First off, in the Premier League one, it's mad that it's two game weeks to go then as well. But we've plenty to chat about then as well, and also that cup final then tomorrow or today even.
Yeah. So looking ahead to Sunday week when the Premier League is going to be finishing up, there's only two matches left and titles are coming down the wire. What do you think is going to happen? What is your result prediction, your winning team prediction?
Yeah, at this moment in time now, I think it's Arsenal to lose. They've definitely one hand on the trophy, if not pretty much two at the moment. They've Burnley Monday night, should be a guaranteed 3 points there, and a couple of goals for Arsenal then as well. If it does come down to the goal difference, so we all know if Arsenal draw, that's when City have a chance then too. So, Bournemouth away for City on Tuesday isn't the easiest of fixtures also. But you'd surely expect City to get 3 points there then as well, and at least bring it back down to the last game of the season. So you've Man City at home to Aston Villa, and then you've Arsenal away to Crystal Palace. I know the Arsenal fans, first off, they'll want to win it anyway, but it's a pity they won't be lifting the trophy if they do at the Emirates then as well. So they're away to Crystal Palace. But yeah, you'd surely expect Arsenal, the way it's fallen, the way City slipped up against Everton then as well. Surely it's going to go to London.
Have you a standout moment of the season?
Standout moment of the season. Well, first off, I'm a Man United fan anyway, so I think
Oh.
us securing Champions League football for next season. Yeah, I think that's in Premier League terms, definitely that. Yeah, if we're on about FPL, then as well, a couple of my fans definitely, or my followers definitely know Ukulele of Sunderland. He's been a one of my players in FPL who've definitely enjoyed home all the season then as well. So back on a bench boost in game week eight, he came away with a 17 pointer that week. So a goal, a clean sheet, he got DEFCON then as well, and I think all three bonus points. So I said that at the end of the season I'm gonna buy one of his jerseys just to have and hang up in the back of my stuff then for next year. Yeah, so I think I've made a promise to myself then as well. So yeah, that's definitely an FPL that was a highlight. Yeah.
That is very cool. And the relegations are coming down to two matches as well, Spurs
Yeah.
and West Ham. Who do you think it'll be?
Yeah, see, Tuesday night, it all depends how the cup final goes today anyway, between City and Chelsea. So Chelsea then, if they win that, they might have a big celebration after then as well. But I know they've been very poor the last couple of weeks. The majority of the season anyway, they've been poor. Their fan base, I don't think they'll want Spurs to get 3 points, especially with that Chelsea game playing at home then as well. West Ham have to win against Newcastle then as well to give them any bit of chance, of course, to get through the last game week. But Leeds at home for West Ham, you'd surely expect them to get 3 points there. And then Spurs up against Everton at home. I think it's probably going to be West Ham, unfortunately. It's mad to think the two clubs, especially Spurs, getting that new stadium then as well. West Ham getting the new stadium then in the last couple of years too. One of them has to go down, but whoever goes down, it's going to be catastrophic for that team anyway.
And we're also looking ahead to today at 3 o'clock, kicks off the FA Cup final 2026. What do you think's going to happen? How do you think it's going to play out?
Yeah, first off, I have a bad feeling towards Pep Guardiola anyway. So last week in fantasy, it was a double game week. So I triple captain Haaland last week. The first game week of the double, he got a goal and assist. So I was set up nicely for the Palace game during the week. But there's a term called Pep Roulette, what we say in the fantasy world, where Pep kind of rotates his team where on weeks where he has to. And of course, then with that cup final today, then Haaland didn't play any minutes at all on Wednesday night against Crystal Palace. O'Reilly was left out of the squad completely, so that was a big shock in the FPL world anyway. But they're all rested now for today anyway. I do think it's City's to lose anyway. If Pep is leaving Man City, he'll want to end the season on somewhat of a high, especially if they can't get by Arsenal in the Premier League. So he'll surely want to win that before he does go, or if he is going to go. But I think that's a City to lose. A fully rested Haaland for a week now then as well. O'Reilly rested then too then. And just in the form Chelsea are in, I know a cup final anything can happen, But I'm expecting City to win that by 2 goals.
If you could have made one change in the fantasy football world of something you've put in that you maybe were like, oh, I wish I did something else, is there a standout moment there for you?
There's a few. Obviously, fantasy is a luck game then as well. So I'm doing pretty decent this year in fantasy. Coming into game week 37, I'm 29K overall.
Oh, wow,
Top
that's
10K
huge.
is what I know. Yeah, we're doing fairly well this season, I won't lie. But top 10K is always the goal as a content creator. That kind of content creator space is so competitive, and you're kind of judged off your ranks each year. But yeah, one thing is probably before the wild card in game week 32. I took a punt on it's mad even saying a punt on Cole Palmer. But it was a punt in the form Chelsea are in. But went for Cole Palmer over Anthony Gordon. Gordon was playing in a derby against Sunderland. Palmer was playing against Everton. I was expecting Chelsea to get one, if not at least 2 goals in that game. Chelsea blanked the loss. Well, I think it was a 2 or 3 nil to Everton. And then on the Sunday then Gordon came away with a 10-pointer. So 10 points, especially at this stage of the season, is crazy. It's that could be another 5-10K in your rank then as well. So that was one where I was going to go Gordon, and then something clicked on me on a YouTube deadline stream that I was going to go for Palmer, and that burned definitely. Yeah, just that difference in that week. Yeah,
Wow, it's so fast moving and fast
I
paced. You have
know.
to just think on the spot so much.
It's mad though. Just that's one thing that kind of always sets or stays in the back of your head then as well. That could be the difference now between a top 10K or a top 20K rank then as well. But we'll see. We've 2 weeks to go. I'm looking towards a few differentials this week, so let's see if I can gain some ground on that.
And Niall, I'm going to leave you on a question with the Scottish Premiership. Celtic versus Hearts. Whoever wins this will win the title. And who do you think will win the title?
Well, they got lucky during the week. Celtic, I think it was handball. I don't know if you've seen that. There was a lot of Rangers fans on Twitter saying it wasn't a handball, but
All right.
they got a 97-minute penalty to win that game, where they had to win that game.
Wow.
So through that, I think especially with Celtic playing at home, in front of their home fans then as well. So Hearts can either draw or win to get the title. Celtic have to win. So the fact that they're playing at home, it's a must-win game for Celtic.
And
Surely
do you think it's a no-brainer?
not a no-brainer now. The fact Hearts have looked good now. Obviously, I'm not keeping too much of a close eye on the Scottish Premier League, but just with how dramatic it has been in the last couple of weeks, it's good to see. It was a three-way playoff kind of with Rangers in there then as well, but they kind of dropped off in the last week or two after Celtic bet them. But yeah, it's definitely not a lock in on Celtic winning it. But I would say just because. They've won numerous Scottish Premier League titles anyway over the years. We all know that, but I think they're yeah, it's going to be them.
Wonderful. Niall, thank you so much for all of your tips, insights, and for joining me today on iRadio's Hits and Sport podcast.
Leona, thanks a million for having me. Really, really enjoyed it.